You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with National Party MP James Meagher.
In my weekly interview with National's James Meagher, we talk about the government's mortgage tax deduction policy and fuel excise tax. The mortgage tax deduction policy allows landlords to claim tax deductions on interest from mortgages on their properties. Notably, these tax deductions can increase by up to 100% of the mortgage interest rate and will not apply to those who own one home. Additionally, last week, Transport Minister Simeon Brown unveiled the government's transport policy. While not technically introducing a fuel tax, the government does plan to increase the excise tax on fuel, which, in practical terms, does mean you will be taxed more on the fuel you buy. The policy has been met with controversy, especially given promises during the election campaign to not introduce a fuel tax. Here is that interview. Firstly, I wanted to discuss the mortgage tax reduction plans. Could you briefly explain what the mortgage tax reduction is?
Yeah, so it's the rules around interest deductibility. So normally in a business expense, if you incur interest on borrowing costs, that is treated as an expense, like a lot of other business expenses. And so the previous government decided to try and treat that differently when it came to rental properties. And our view is that, you know, rental properties are a routine business expense, and that if you are incurring interest on borrowing charges, that you should be able to treat that as any other business expense. So we're just going to make that correction that the previous government changed.
The housing market at the moment, especially in areas like Auckland and Wellington, has been difficult for first-home buyers since before the pandemic. Will this policy increase competition in the market and therefore push first-home buyers out further?
Well, I mean, the key to ultimately rent prices and house prices is to increase supply. And what we're hoping that fixing this interest deductibility rules would do will be to encourage more investment in the private rental market. That will create more choice and opportunity for renters and hopefully help flatten out some of the rent price increases. And then to go on to your point around competition and demand, I mean, the answer to that is always going to be try and build more houses, and whether that's social housing or rental market or housing for first-time buyers, it's across the board, across that housing continuum. And so if people have the opportunity, they should go and check out Chris Bishop's speech that he gave last week or the week before on housing, where he outlined basically that the way we get through all this is to build more houses, and the government's going to look at what rules it can change and what requirements it can put on councils to make sure that happens.
You mentioned rents a little bit. We've seen rents across the country increase over the past few years, presumably to address cost increases for landlords because of inflation and other reasons. Should tenants expect their rent to drop once this policy goes through?
Well, it all really depends on what happens in the market and what's the supply of rentals. Generally, rents are set by a combination of the costs that, you know, landlords have to cover off, borrowing costs and rates and all the maintenance that they have to do on their homes, but also what the market is willing to bear. So if you've got a constrained rental market, that will push rents up. And the solution to that was always going to be supply and make sure we build more rentals. I rent in Timaru at the moment, and any given day of the week, if you went on to Trade Me and tried to find a rental around Timaru, you'd be struggling to find more than 9 or 10 rentals available at sort of any price, any size, any place in town. That's not good enough, even for a small city like Timaru. And so I'd be hoping that our councils and councils around the country would be willing to build more housing and actually be able to put downward pressure on rents. I think we really want to get to the point where landlords are competing for tenants, and we have tenants having enough choice that they can actually get to pick and choose where they rent.
I've seen a couple of people talking about this policy and the fact that it might allow parents to buy their child or children's first home for them and then as such be able to write off the mortgage completely. Would this be possible under the new system?
Well, I'm not quite sure what that comment would be. I'm not sure how you'd write off a mortgage. The interest deductibility is around when you operate a property as a business and you receive rental income from it, that income is treated as taxable. And so then all your expenses are treated as deductibles. So in any kind of normal business, if you ran a print shop and part of what you did was you borrowed to invest in some of your equipment and your capital, the borrowing costs that incur interest would be writable as written off as a deductible as an expense. And we think that other kinds of businesses, including the rental market, should be treated the same. So I'm not too sure whether that's accurate. If a parent bought a house for a first time for a child, the mortgage would be written off. If they treated that home as a rental and received rental income from it, then the interest deductibility probably would be written off, but not if they were just providing it to their child to live in. I'm not a tax lawyer, so I would go and advise anyone listening to this to go and seek tax advice on that before they do anything.
Yeah, I apologise for the poor wording on that. I was referring to the interest on the mortgage rates. Moving on to the transport policy, the government is somewhat controversially introducing a national fuel tax. Do you think this goes against the campaign promises the National Party made of removing fuel taxes?
Well, we're not introducing a national fuel tax. All petrol currently incurs excise tax. And actually, Simeon Brown, the minister, has indicated previously that we want to move away from fuel taxes and toward road user charges, because that seems to be a fairer way of accounting for people's use of the roads. Currently, the big issue with fuel excise tax is that if you drive an older vehicle, which is less fuel efficient, you might drive a similar number of Ks on the road, but because you use more fuel, you're paying more, despite the fact that you have a similar impact. So we think eventually the whole country should move towards road user charges. And in the campaign, we made it very clear that during the cost of living crisis that we are still currently going through, that motorists shouldn't face any increases in their fuel excise tax in the next term. So that's what the promise was before the campaign, and that's what's been delivered on. And ultimately, forecasting future fuel tax rises after the election means that we do have the ability to gather the revenue to build the roads and infrastructure that we've promised. So we have to pay for it at some point, and we think this is a pretty reasonable balance to meet.
With Auckland Council currently struggling to fund several of its projects without the projected funding from the recently scrapped regional fuel tax, which councillors were expecting would bring in potentially $1.2 billion in funding, isn't it a bit, hypocritical for the government to take away this funding and then implement, you mentioned it's not the same kind of tax, but it is similar when the councils need funding themselves?
No, I mean, that's not hypocritical. The problem with the Auckland regional fuel tax and the regional fuel taxes in general was that in particular Aucklanders were getting hit harder at a time where they couldn't afford to fill up the tank with petrol in the first place. So we never supported the targeted regional fuel tax on Auckland when it came in. We campaigned on removing it and we removed it, and we will stand behind that. And when it comes to funding transport projects in Auckland, the council and Auckland Transport and the mayor and the minister can all work together to prioritise the projects that they need and determine the best way to fund them. And that may well be things like tolls or value capture or congestion charging. These are all options that the minister has put forward. We recognise that investment in infrastructure is needed and it needs to be paid for somehow. So ultimately we all pay one way or the other. It's just a matter of how. We don't think the regional fuel tax was the best way to do it. We think there are some other options that are available.
That was the National Party's James Meagher speaking about National's mortgage deduction policy and fuel excise tax.
That was our catch-up with National Party MP James Meagher.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.